Hey, y'all, I am taking this show on the road. To celebrate the launch of my book, I am going to be throwing book parties across this country, and I want you to come. We're going to be doing parties in Chicago, San Francisco, LA, Dallas, Miami, New York City, two options there, DC, Philly, and Boston. So if you live in or near any of those cities, then you are going to want to come and grab a ticket. We are going to have brunch in some places, at others we'll be having wine and snacks. You will get a copy of the book with your ticket, and you will get to come meet me, talk to me, listen to me read from the book, answer some questions. We're just going to hang out and vibe on all things thought work and advancing the feminist mindset revolution together. And of course, there'll also be swag. You can get your ticket at unfuckyourbrain.com/tour, T-O-U-R, or you can text your email to +1-347-997-1784, and the code word is TOR. I cannot wait to hug you in person. Let's go. Come hang out. So those of you who follow me on social media may have seen that I was recently doing some filming for a top secret project that I am super excited to share with you guys as soon as I can. But I had such a wild experience doing this. It was the first time that I had done this kind of filming. And I noticed two things that sort of both came through really strongly for me and that made me think about the work that I'm doing and the work that I teach all of you. So the first one was that on one level, I felt quite confident. That came across in how I kind of showed up. First of all, just that I was able to do this, right? My brain had a lot of thoughts about how I would look and sound on camera, and I chose to move ahead anyway. And I had never met the cinematographer before, and, you know, she commented on how confident I seemed. A lot of people that we ran into through the course of the day commented on it. And this is something I hear a lot, right? That I seem very self-confident, and I feel very self-confident quite a lot of the time. And at the same time, while I was feeling confident enough to do this scary thing, take this action, put myself out there in a potentially big, scary way, I also was just aware that even my brain still, especially when confronted with something new, starts second-guessing myself, right? Just immediately, like, what was I wearing? Did I pick the right outfit? Maybe this was the wrong thing. Maybe it doesn't look good from this angle. Oh, that thing I said, did I say something bad? Did I say something wrong? Am I going to get canceled? Am I not sounding smart? Am I sounding like I'm trying to be too smart, right? Am I being relatable enough? Am I being not relatable enough? Too relatable? Like, no matter what I was doing, I just was aware that, especially because this was something new and I didn't have a set of thoughts developed yet around it that I was thinking on purpose, that second guessing like function of my brain just kicked in. And I'm someone who's done so much work on this. So just like this really beautiful example of being able to see that, you know, number one, this is always a work in progress for all of us. And I have not arrived at some magical land where I never second guess myself. But it was also kind of great to see how I was able to just keep going and still show up and still kind of have really most of my full attention on what I was doing, being present, experiencing this experience, showing up to offer as much kind of value and teaching and hopefully wisdom as I could. And it was just a great example of how far I've come and also a good reminder of having a human brain. Now, if you're listening to this, some of you may also have done filming projects. Many of you haven't. It's not about that, right? You can all, though, relate to that constant second guessing yourself that women are trained from birth to do. Like, we are just taught as soon as we come into this world not to trust ourselves, right? We are taught that women are emotional and irrational and frivolous and are not leaders, they're not authorities, we can't be trusted. Most of us probably listening to this would not say that we believe those things. I certainly, even before I found coaching, right, I would not have said, oh yeah, I think women are emotional and irrational and shouldn't be leaders. Like, I didn't believe that consciously. It's not a belief that aligns with the values I've chosen as an adult to believe. But that programming in my brain from when I was a child is very much there, right? And I'm still getting bombarded with those messages from society daily, right? With the different ways that sort of, you know, men and women CEOs are treated, with the different ways that husbands and wives are portrayed in the media, like with all the different gendered messages we get from society that teach women to always doubt themselves, always second guess themselves, always put other people ahead of them. And that kind of mental programming is so damaging because it just has you spending your whole life in your own head, worried about what you're doing and what you're thinking, not trusting yourself, not trusting your own perceptions, not trusting your own thoughts and feelings, not trusting your own decisions. And I see this in my students who are new and brand new to thought work. And I see it in like coaches with seven-figure businesses that I'm friends with. And I see it in myself. So learning how to stop second guessing yourself frees up like 50% of your mental energy to go do some shit in the world. And that might be a small thing you've been trying to do that you've been really paralyzed about, or it could be a huge thing. It literally doesn't matter. It's the same thought patterns. And learning to stop second guessing yourself will free you to do whatever it is you want to do in your life. And that includes whatever it is you want to do in the world in a bigger way. So that is why I am teaching the Stop Second Guessing Yourself Challenge. Because when I was thinking about like, what do I feel like women really need to know? Like, what is the most powerful thing that I could teach them to do or stop doing in just a few days? Like, what would change their lives the most? What is the biggest bang for their buck in terms of their time and attention and money in a short period of time? And it's to stop second guessing yourself. It covers so much of the way that society fucks up our brains and the way that we end up holding ourselves back, right? There's enough out there trying to hold us back that we need to be really like ready and resilient to deal with. If we're also holding ourselves back, we're just making it doubly hard and we're not like leveraging the resources that we truly have within us or figuring out how to get the resources outside of us that we need. So we are doing a 5-day challenge on this. And by we, I mean me and you, because you should come join me. It's April 17th to 21st. We are going to be covering how to stop doubting yourself, how to stop people pleasing, how to learn to make strong decisions, like micro or macro, big or small, right? We're going to be doing some live coaching. We're going to be doing live question and answers. I'm going to be teaching on the Friday of the week, the Stop Second Guessing Yourself Masterclass, where I'll dive into all the subconscious blocks we have to making the changes that I'll have taught you earlier in the week so that you know how to handle them when they come up. So you are like truly prepared to stop second guessing yourself. So April 17th to April 21st, all of this, the whole 5 days is only $37. Now, I understand for some of you, even $37 might be inaccessible. And if you go to the link I'm going to give you in a minute, you can get in touch with my team and we'll help you out if that's the case. But for most of you, $37 is what you spend on that run to Target that you didn't really need, right? And that's no shame in that. We all love to go to Target and end up being like, why did I buy 6 notebooks and 3 lip glosses I already have very similar colors of? In New York, $37 is like getting lunch out. So it is such a fucking bargain for the life change that you're getting. And it is the most accessible way to work with me by far. So here's how you can join us. Text your email address to +1-347-997-1784. That's +1-347-997-1784. And we'll ask you for the code word, and the code word is trust, which I really love because really what this challenge is going to teach you, the thing that is beyond $37 worth is truly priceless, is learning to trust yourself. And I know some of you are thinking, but what about when I'm wrong? We're going to talk about that. I got you. Sometimes we are wrong. Sometimes we do need external perspective. But if you think about all the decisions during the day that you doubt and second guess yourself on, it's going to blow your mind to realize how often you are not trusting yourself. Like, we don't even trust ourselves about what we should pick for lunch or like, what did we put on our bodies in the morning? What did we wear? How did we get to work? What are the decisions we're making? If you've asked somebody to reread an email or a text you sent in the last 7 days, then you should be signing up for this challenge. There are so many levels on which we don't trust ourselves and we second guess ourselves. I mean, if you stop doing that 10% as much, it's going to change your whole life. You're going to have so much more mental energy and you are going to make such better decisions, and you're going to feel so much better about yourself. You're going to have such a better relationship with yourself. So you are not just constantly listening to this voice in your head tear you down all the time. That shit is exhausting. And I'm over it. And I want you to be over it too. So text your email to +1-347-997-1784. Code word is trust, or just go to unfuckyourbrain.com/trust. unfuckyourbrain.com/trust and come join us for the Stop Second Guessing Yourself Challenge. I will see you there. I cannot wait. Don't forget that if you want to meet me in person, ask me a question, get your book signed, take a selfie with me, whatever it is you want to do, my book tour is your chance. I am going on tour from May 12th through May 24th, all around the country, going to Chicago, San Francisco, LA, Dallas, Miami, twice in New York, two parties in New York, DC, Philly, and Boston. And we are capping these events so they can be intimate parties and celebrations. So you're going to want to hurry up and go get your ticket. Your ticket includes admission to the event, a book, some swag, food and drink, and the chance to meet and connect, not just with me, but with other women in your area and people socialize as women in your area who are also doing this work and trying to live this kind of intentional, empowered life. So you're going to leave maybe with a new best friend, certainly with a new best book. You can get all the information and grab your ticket before they sell out at unfuckyourbrain.com/tour or text your email to +1-347-997-1784 and the code word is tour. I cannot wait to see you there.